Arizona's mountains, cinder cones, and lava fields attest to the state's wild geological youth. But those with an ear to the ground know the state's seismic days are far from over. As our series Untold Arizona continues, KJZZ's Nicholas Gerbis reports.
In May 1887, a magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck Arizona from across the Mexico border just south of Douglas. Newspapers, letters, and other documents reveal the Pitacachi quake shook an area extending from Prescott to Yuma to El Paso, Texas, says Dave Brumbaugh of the Earthquake Center in Flagstaff.
The surface fracturing and movement was recorded over a distance of about 41 kilometers and had several segments to it.
Those segments totaled a rupture measuring more than 60 miles. Though history records no Arizona deaths, the quake killed as many as 60 people in Mexico. Jerry Young Ben-Horan with the Seismic Network of the Arizona Geological Survey describes the damage.
A lot of rock slides and cracked foundations and buildings and that sort of thing.
Within Arizona, at least 20 quakes of magnitude 5 or higher have struck since 1850. Although we barely shimmy compared to California, tremors assault our state more often than most.
If we look at, say, just the magnitude 3.0s and higher, and we compare that to other states, we're about in between 11th and 14th place.
Quake estimates present several problems. We only record the quakes we detect, and lower magnitude quakes happen exponentially more often than powerful ones. Ben-Horan estimates several hundred quakes happen each month, and a magnitude 4 or 5 quake crops up every 8 years or so. ASU geologist Ramon Arrowsmith led a study that measured 600 earthquakes in 19 months.
But most of them were small. They were ones and twos, and so they weren't felt by people in general, but they showed these same zones of activity.
Those zones include the Arizona Seismic Belt, which swoops diagonally from the northwest near St. George, Utah, through Tonto National Forest and east toward New Mexico. Here, quakes in the 3 to 5 range occur every 10 years, mostly in the north.
We have very large faults in the north part of the state that are capable of generating up to magnitude 6.9 to 7.1.
Case in point, a group of quakes that struck within 25 miles of downtown Flagstaff in 1906, 1910, and 1912. Felt across northern Arizona, they ranged from 6.0 to 6.2.
Chimneys were shaken down, crockery fell, clocks stopped, school children panicked.
The 1912 quake likely originated on the 25-mile Lake Mary Fault Zone that runs from south of Mormon Lake to southern Flagstaff.
The Lake Mary Fault is the most serious earthquake threat to the city of Flagstaff that we have.
Today, much concern focuses on the faults bordering the lake, which stores much of the city's water.
We've been trying to get this message out to county and city emergency managers for 10 years that I've been working here, and longer since other people have worked for the survey.
Elsewhere in the north, a 4.7 quake on the Oak Creek Fault sent aftershocks across the state. The Big and Little Chino faults lie north of Jerome, and heading south, smaller faults crop up near Horseshoe Dam, Carefree, and Gila Bend.
A lot of them don't look very active, but they still have the capability of generating moderate to larger earthquakes.
Phoenicians might recall the 4.1 quake north of Black Canyon City that shook the valley in 2015.
Of course, all the jokes were that it was just a few saguaros fell down, but it definitely gets people's attention.
Farther south, Yuma has the Algodones Fault, which hugs the fringes of the San Andreas system.
Also in southern Arizona, around south of Tucson, there's a big fault called the Santa Rita Fault, and that leaves a step in the foothills.
So what causes these quakes? It's complicated. Some stem from local forces, others from 30-million-year-old regional influences.
I think that a lot of the earthquakes that we get up here, for instance, in the northern Arizona seismic belt, are the result of the continued expansion of the crust of the earth.
Penetrating Arizona's often hidden seismic history takes fieldwork, detective work, and educated guesswork. It depends on detections that themselves depend on energy, depth, direction, distance, and local geology. Surprises still lurk. A seemingly dormant fault need not stay that way forever.
And even if they don't look like they're that active, say 100,000 years, they're still capable of generating large events.
In earthquakes, as in life, timing is everything. Nicholas Gerbis, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
You can hear and see more stories in Season 3 of Untold Arizona at untold.kjzz.org, and you are listening to the show.